This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Welcome into the St. Louis All Local Podcast. It's by the KMOX Newsroom, and we've got news from all corners of the region for you. Today is Thursday, May 16th. I'm Michael Calhoun, our top local story. A month after being sentenced to nearly 19 years, Daniel Riley sees the original case where he notoriously violated his bond dropped.
Daniel Riley was set to face charges of armed robbery until the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office dropped the case. Riley's attorney, Daniel Diemer, says he appreciates St. Louis Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore for dropping the charges. While he wasn't given a reason why the case was dropped, Diemer shares his belief.
I think it's possible that they may have considered that the other two co-defendants have already pleaded guilty to lesser charges and were placed on probation. But there's any number of reasons why they may have done it.
Riley was accused of robbing the son of a former St. Louis police sergeant of a gun. A spokesperson for Gore declined to comment. In 2022, former circuit attorney Kim Gardner dropped the case against Riley because they were not ready to prosecute, only to refile charges immediately after. Outside the Carnahan Courthouse, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The St. Louis Circuit Attorney filed a motion with the St. Louis Circuit Court to vacate Christopher Dunn's 1991 first-degree murder conviction.
Dunn was found guilty of killing 15-year-old Rico Rogers and sentenced to life in prison without parole. Dunn has maintained his innocence all along. Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore's motion cites testimony rested on two eyewitnesses, a 12-year-old boy and a 14-year-old boy, both of whom recanted their testimony. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey's staff will be in court starting Tuesday to present evidence opposing vacating Dunn's conviction. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Covering St. Charles County.
Library branch closures are on the agenda.
They definitely have a problem, and they're going to have to make some changes.
St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman tells KMOX the city-county library system is facing changes in the way people use libraries, fewer books being checked out, and more services being provided. That means smaller buildings are not as useful.
You would think, under the old patterns, with all the increases in population over the last 10 years, that we would be opening up new libraries. But the library that you have to open up now isn't like the old library. It's a totally new. It's much more expensive.
Ellman says he hopes the library system board gives the public a chance to digest its proposal and does not take a final vote at the special meeting tomorrow night. Who's rising and who's falling? The Census Bureau is out with new population estimates, which show recovery in the Northeast and parts of the Midwest, including Detroit. St. Louis, though, continued to lose residents. About 1.5% of the population left last year. William Fry is a demographer at the Brookings Institution.
The South continues to be a big gainer. Whether you look at percentage increase in the population, that is population growth, or whether you look at numeric increase, how many numbers of people, the South really leads the way in both of those.
San Antonio posted the biggest growth spurt in 2023, adding about 22,000 residents. Billowing black smoke sent fire crews to the Anheuser-Busch aluminum can manufacturing facility in Arnold this morning. The fire department's Allison Rotter.
Crews from Rock Community Fire Protection District were dispatched to a commercial fire at the Anheuser-Busch can plant off Tinbrook. Upon arrival, crews found black smoke coming from the roof. Command did eventually strike a third alarm, bringing in several mutual aid agencies.
A metal oven is being blamed for that smoke. Damage to the building was minimal and nobody was hurt. What would you do if you found out your relative played a key part in the death of Jewish people during World War II? One woman decided she wanted to learn more from a survivor of Nazi atrocities.
There's hardly a day go by that somehow it doesn't pop back in my mind the horrors that I went through.
93-year-old Holocaust survivor Oscar Jacob has shared his experience in Nazi concentration camps for the St. Louis Kaplan Feldman Holocaust Museum. He had never shared those memories face-to-face with a Nazi descendant. That is, until Suzanne Rico learned her grandfather was the engineer who created German buzz bombs used to kill thousands of people. It's something she didn't want to be identified with.
But the fact of the matter was, is that I was the granddaughter of the man who made those bombs, and I was going to talk to a person that had been forced in horrific conditions to create, to produce those bombs. I was really afraid.
Oscar Jacob was only a teenager and near starvation when he was liberated in April of 1945. Suzanne says she wanted to apologize for her family's role in his suffering. Their conversation is being featured at a special event at the museum. The KMOX business desk, it seemed as if Diamond Sports, the owner of Bally Sports Midwest, had turned a corner in its effort to emerge from bankruptcy, but now a carriage dispute with Comcast is complicating things again. Major League Baseball argues in court filings that the lack of agreement with Comcast means many teams are, quote, facing substantial problems. Comcast is not in St. Louis proper, but carries Cardinal games in areas like Central Illinois. The United Football League has announced when tickets will go on sale for the championship game,
which takes place June 16th at the Dome at America's Center. They'll go on sale to the general public Thursday, May 23rd, beginning at 9 a.m. Battlehawks season ticket holders will be able to enjoy a special pre-sale Tuesday, May 21st. The Battlehawks currently tied for first in the XFL Conference at 5-2. They can clinch a playoff spot this Sunday against the D.C. Defenders. I'm Joe Pott, KMOX Sports.
Well, St. Charles leaders met this afternoon to discuss the possible closure of library branches based on an agenda for a Library Board of Trustees meeting to be held on Friday to discuss the future strategic direction that the agenda says could include closures of specific branches, and that might trigger workforce reorganization and reduction. Again, that's on the agenda. We're joined right now on KMOX by the St. Charles County Executive, Steve Ellman. Thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Glad to be here.
So what is the very latest with this?
Well, I think you gave a good summary there, and I got a few more facts. The mayor of St. Charles and I, who appoint the members of the board, were briefed basically on what the problem is. And I would tell you that they definitely have a problem, and they're going to have to make some changes. And it's not because they're not taxing people enough or because they're wasting the money they have or anything like that. It's because the change in the nature of libraries. And, you know, we got the old traditional library where, you know, people walked in, took a book off the shelf, checked it out, and left. And, of course, now the library provides so many additional things. And right now there's the larger libraries are full service and do everything. And the fact of the matter is some of these smaller branches, they're not going to be able to provide those complete services to all of them. So they have to rethink exactly, where they can spend the money the best. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of debate and people will like it or dislike it. It's all I can say right now is after meeting with them, I definitely think there is a problem and there are some changes that need to be made. I just hope that people that don't like the proposed changes will at least come up with some alternatives. Because I don't think they can continue along the same sort of pathway that was set out probably 30 or 40 years ago. And now we've got a whole new model for libraries.
Yeah, that's an interesting. I was just having a discussion on this on Mother's Day about what do people go to libraries for these days, especially as more things become digital. It used to be even people would go to rent DVDs and CDs, if not books, but a lot of that is now streaming as well. So it seems like libraries are a community gathering spot. They've got meeting places. If you need to take a computer class or, somebody needs to learn about their Social Security benefits, those are the kinds of activities that really happen at libraries these days, it seems.
Yeah, and an interesting thing that they pointed out was only half of their books are hardbound off the shelf now. Half of the things that are checked out electronically. And I didn't realize this, but they have e-books, for instance. Well, the e-book is free, but the library has to pay for it. And the more the people use it, the more they have to pay.
It seems like a lot of things these days, people are left to license a product as opposed to purchasing it outright.
Yeah, and, this whole thing is interesting. We kind of had the same thing when, SSM announced that they were going to shut down part of their emergency room. And I told the reporter then, I said, man, for the last 70 years in St. Charles, we haven't been closing things down. We've been opening new things up. And, yeah, you would think under the old patterns
with all the increases in population over the last 10 years that we would be opening up new libraries. But the library that you have to open up now isn't like the old library. It's a totally new. It's much more expensive. And it's also very expensive to keep the old ones open when they can't even provide the full range of services.
And could this also be tied to population shifts just within the county? Maybe people are moving from east to west, so in the end you might wind up with the same number of branches, but they're distributed differently?
It is. Yeah, they definitely don't have the same amount of brick and mortar in Wentzville as they do in, you know, St. Charles and St. Peter's, where the growth took place, 20 and 30 years ago.
Now, when it comes to potential job losses, this says workforce reorganization and reduction is possible. Would that be limited, as far as you know, to just affected branches? Or could that also be, given the financial situation, something that reaches even into branches that might remain open?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to go ahead and they're going to look at the overall workforce when they start making decisions about that.
And we'll probably learn more details on that during the meeting tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't tell us everything, and I'm not sure what they want me to share with you or not share. But what I told them, what I told you, is what I told them I was going to say when I left the meeting. They definitely have a problem. They definitely need to make some changes. Whether these are the right ones or not, I think everybody needs to listen, think about it. And again, if you don't like what they're proposing, you need to come up with an alternative.
Well, you'll be able to listen to the plans tomorrow night at 6 p.m. The Board of Trustees is holding a meeting at the Middendorf Credell branch, and that is in O'Fallon on Highway K. And there is a public comment period that'll happen before any vote. Do you think, though, should a vote happen tomorrow night, the same night the plans are unveiled, or should there be a chance for the public to digest this and for the information to be disseminated?
I think that if I was them, I would give the public time to digest all this and plenty of time to comment. You know, the hardest question to answer on this thing, I think, would be why didn't we have more time to talk about it? So we'll see.
Well, thank you so much for getting us up to date on what's known right now. St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman, thank you, sir.
Okay.
I'm Michael Calhoun. Thank you for tuning in and subscribing. The All Local is a production of the KMOX Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.